Wellness centers that offer medical and mental health services are a rarity in Delaware elementary schools, but that's starting to change. WHYY's Chris Barish paid a visit to one that serves kids in 8 schools.
When Marley Zettelmoyer's family moved from Florida to Delaware in September 21, her parents couldn't schedule her for the physical required to start kindergarten.
We were calling locally all over basically the state of Delaware, and there were no doctors that were available. They did not have appointments. They were booking out till January or February.
That's Marley's mom, Amanda. So she's grateful that the Colonial School District in the Newcastle area stepped up for Marley. Within a few days, a nurse practitioner came to her school, conducted the exam, and the child enrolled. During the school year, the Wellness Center again treated Marley, this time for an upper respiratory infection. A staffer then connected her with a doctor's office that now serves as Marley's medical home.
They were able to take us and see us and get us squared away.
Colonial first opened its center in concert with Nemours Children's Health in 2017. It was the first for elementary school kids in Delaware. Now it serves all 8 Colonial K-5 schools. The hub is at Eisenberg Elementary, and providers fan out to the other 7 so-called spokes once a week for appointments. There's also telehealth services. Principal Dave Distler says more than half the kids come from low-income families and live south of Wilmington, an area with a dearth of medical services.
There's not a lot of primary care physicians. Kids are coming in, they don't have their vaccinations, they don't have physicals. If a kid's sick, a lot of our families are blue-collar families. That means taking off work.
Distler adds that counseling has led to significant drops in truancy and classroom referrals because of disruptive behavior.
If you go to most elementary schools and you're having a kid that's having struggles, there's not a lot out there for them. We can say, okay, he's having struggles with this. Let's match him up with the best resource.
Besides physicals and vaccinations, on the medical side, kids can receive treatment and have prescriptions written for minor ailments and infections. Yet besides Colonial's 8 schools served by one facility, only 5 more of Delaware's roughly 100 elementary schools have a wellness center. The rest just have a nurse's office. That's starting to change. Nemours just opened one in Seaford, western Sussex County. And Newcastle County is using $2 million in federal pandemic relief money to help 8 schools upstate start one in the coming years. Colonial nurse practitioner Jennifer Houston said wellness centers treat the whole student.
Because we do both behavioral health and physical health, it is a great help. Everything from students may be dealing with anxiety, which absolutely affects their work. If they have anxiety around particular health or body complaints, I can see them. And we work together very closely.
Staff also coordinates care for families, like it did for the Zettelmoyers.
A school is very much a community. We're all very much concerned about our kids here and, you know, what they face from an academic well as a social standpoint. So if we can help out with the care coordination, the kids are mentally, socially, emotionally in a better state.
All of Delaware's 3 dozen public non-charter high schools have wellness centers, and some serve their district's middle school students. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.